Archers for week commencing Sunday, 6th of January, 2002.
Greg's getting ready for his trip to France.
I always travel light. I'll shove a few things into a suitcase.
Well, don't leave it too late.
Had to get this lot under cover. Came yesterday. 200 steaks. New wire for the pens.
What time's your flight?
Check in 8:30. I'll leave about 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, I mean, I'm not nagging you or anything.
Have you?
Well, if you're going home now, I'll come down with you, shall I?
Yeah, yeah, can you?
Well, I've got nothing else on this afternoon.
Okay, that'll be nice. I brought a few things for the girls.
Oh?
Nothing much. A little present, you know. I didn't want to go empty-handed.
No, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll show you. I could do with a bite to eat as well.
You've not had lunch?
Yeah, oh, busy morning. I'll get myself a sandwich.
Greg!
Hello.
All right, Miss Rowlands.
Fine, thanks.
Afternoon, Helen.
Hi.
Everything okay?
Well, it's no worse than normal. Now, I wanted to ask about the Longwood. Will you be driving it again this season?
Wednesday. It'll be our last one up there.
OK. We're going to put our late ewes in the Long Meadow. We'll hold on till the end of the week.
If that's OK.
Will that give you time to tidy up, get the pegs out of the way?
Well, not me, but...
Oh, hang on a sec. Brian Aldridge?
OK. Hello. I'm done now.
Yes, I see.
I'm ready and hungry too.
We'll see if we can find you something a bit time. Better than a sandwich.
I'll be back in a minute. OK, bye. Sorry, you were saying?
Yeah, I shan't be around this week. Off to France tomorrow.
Yes, I know. Can you speak to William about it?
Yeah, I'll tell him to move the pegs.
Well, make sure he knows what he's got to do. Get it cleared for me.
It'll be fine, don't worry.
OK, I'll leave it with you then. Bye.
Bye then.
Oh, well. Then have a nice trip, Greg. Bombed off without a word.
What's he did? Fully paid up member of the jet set. So, it just happens to be the first time I set foot abroad in years. First time I've seen my family for as long.
Good girl, bad girl! Yeah! Good girl, bad girl!
What? What's the problem? Sounded great to me.
You came in too early.
Well, I'm not trying now, am I?
Why not? It took you ages to get it on the recording.
Okay. Fallon, you know your problem. You're turning into a perfectionist.
Oh, am I?
You're getting too fixated.
Oh, you are just so full.
This is art we're dealing with here.
Yeah. I'll look after my inner self. You want to worry about keeping up with the rest of the band.
Ouch. You know how they hit a guy where it hurts.
Well, you know, I'm going to talk to my mum, see if she'll give us another audition for the Bull upstairs. Now, if we're going to get past her...
Okay, let's hear it again. You can tell me where I'm going wrong. Fallon?
No, I've played it so often, I can't hear it anymore.
So... Shall we...
No, I'm going. I'm going down to see Ed.
See Ed?
Well, we've got to sort him out, Jazz. You can see that. I mean, after his last performance...
He downs a quart of cider and breaks a few fairy lights. Ed Grundy, public enemy number one. Right menace to society.
Yeah, and next time it could be serious. You know, next time he'll go and do something really stupid.
So even if he does, what can we say what's going to stop him?
Well, we've got to try. We're his mates. We owe it to him. Well, you come in. Brian. Oh, they're gorgeous.
Well, happy Christmas, my love.
Oh, there's no need. I mean, I wasn't expecting you to.
But you do like them.
Oh, yes, of course, they're fabulous.
I'm sorry it's a bit late.
Oh, it's really sweet of you. Well, I'll have to take out my others. Hang on.
No, you have to try them on now.
I want to. Oh, sorry, I'm not used to this. You've caught me by surprise. There now, how's that?
Oh, yes. Oh, very becoming.
They suit me.
Oh, yes, they do. I took a bit of a gamble when I bought them.
I'm so glad you did.
I chose opal to match your eyes.
Please, don't tell me my eyes are like opals.
Well, they're lovely anyway. Oh.
Thank you. I'm even more pleased I called you now.
I'm glad I was able to make it. Seems a long time since New Year's Eve.
That was fun, though, wasn't it?
Yes, you wicked woman, you.
Wasn't it romantic? You and me together with all those people. And nobody even guessing.
You know what happens when you play with fire?
Oh, come on. What's life without a bit of danger in it?
Too dull for you, I can see that.
Do you want to sit down?
No, not particularly. You warm enough, though.
Oh, I'm fine. Oh, it's quite empty, isn't it?
Borchester Riverside Park on a freezing cold Sunday afternoon. Not likely to bump into some of me now, anyway.
I like it. It's kind of melancholy.
Is Tim...
He's round with Alistair watching football or rugby. Oh. I don't know. How long have you got?
Oh, not too long. I'm supposed to be round the estate talking to Greg.
Okay.
So, how have you managed without me the last few days?
I haven't been moping in my room, if that's what you're thinking.
Good.
I've even managed to get some work done. Ooh, and how about this? You know, I've been wanting to do some more work as an interpreter, instead of those endless translations.
Yes.
Well, I've been hinting to one of our client firms for ages, and it looks as if it's finally paid off.
Oh. They want you to be an interpreter?
Fingers crossed. I go along to their European sales conferences and such. They're going to let me know for definite this coming week.
Oh, well done. God, that'll be a nice change for you.
Oh, yeah. That kind of work isn't easy to come by.
Well, I'm sure you deserve it.
And listen, I might
listen, my love. Actually, there's something I need to ask while I've got the chance. What are your plans for next week?
Well, I can't say yet.
Well, I think I found a way to get some time to myself. Without Jenny.
Oh? And how did you manage that?
With some difficulty. So if you could arrange to be free too.
There's another sausage here if you want it.
Oh,
And some more bacon.
Can you leave it in the oven a minute? I'll check this lot.
Okay.
I've got everything packed now, I think.
Well, I have some more tea anyway.
Thanks, Liv. Oh, presents. Mustn't forget to pack those. Wouldn't do it at all.
So what are you taking for the girls?
Couple of CDs for Annette. See?
Oh, very cool.
Her favourite boy band, apparently.
How did you find that out?
I asked for a hint from Sonia.
So, you've rung them again?
Yeah, I called Michelle the other night, just to confirm everything. And, this jacket. This I got for Sonia.
Oh, that's really pretty.
Yeah. It's her favourite colour. And it's her size, too. I got that information from Annette.
So quite a little conspiracy going on.
Yeah, I don't know how long it'll stay secret. Almost as thick as thieves, those two. When they were little...
Girls often are.
Oh, yes. So, you think I've done okay?
Yeah. Yeah, they ought to be delighted.
I hope so. I did wonder after I bought them. I mean, I don't want them to think...
Well, what?
Well... I'm trying to buy their affection or whatever.
Oh, no. They're kids. They like presents.
That's what I figured.
It's not going to bother them.
I'm still not sure about Michelle. I still don't trust her. There's this kind of uneasy truce between us now. And that could all change when I get over there.
But the presents are none of her business, surely. It's between you and Annette and Sonia.
Yeah. Kids all seem to be so streetwise and sophisticated, these
Greg... days. They'll probably be so excited to see you anyway.
Getting a few jitters myself.
Well, that's hardly surprising.
They're meeting me at the airport. Not sure how I'll feel when I walk through and see them.
Well, all you can do is just play it by ear, I suppose.
You're right. No good worrying about it now. And, I'm sorry. You must be sick of me going on about it.
Oh, it's okay. You're going to finish up the bacon?
Looking at the time, I said I'd meet William down at the estates.
What, now?
About 10 minutes ago.
Oh.
I've got to run through a few things before I go. I better get down there.
Will I see you later?
Well...
So, we better say goodbye now?
Yeah.
Oh... I'm going to miss you.
And me you.
I know you won't have much time for anything, but if you can you give me a call?
I'll try.
And remember me, won't you?
You can count on that. And, it's only for a week, eh?
Yeah, it'll seem longer to me. I miss you so much.
Go away!
Ed, come on! I'm coming in now, all right? Bye. quiet.
Oh, what do you want?
It's just so charming, isn't it?
Just come say hello, see how you are.
All right, you've seen me, you can go now.
We just got here.
Oh, you leave that?
I thought you had more taste these days.
Oh, just push off, why don't you?
Ed, can we stay and talk a bit? Me and Jazz, we're worried about you.
Oh, come on, don't give me that. Since one of you
ever... You can see why, can't you? I've been hearing stories about alcohol abuse, taking pot shots at the Christmas
light. She told you that, did she?
Look, we all know how tough things are for you at the moment. Maybe we can try and make it better.
Yeah.
We all need somebody to lean on. That's what mates are for.
Mates? Oh, yeah. Oh, Sean, what have you ever done for me, eh?
Okay, let's try and stay cool here.
We've always been on your side, you know
that. Oh, yeah, and look where it's got me, eh? No job, no money. I mean, where are my mates when I'm all the time cleaning up the park for nothing?
We're still here for you, Ed.
Oh, yeah, and what's the first thing you do? You go and drop me from the band.
No. No, we didn't drop you. You didn't turn up for rehearsals.
Well, what's the point of turning up if you don't want me there?
Nobody said we didn't want you.
Yeah, don't give me that.
We do. We want to help you. You're not giving us a chance, Ed.
What's the point? My whole life stinks. There's nothing you can do if you wanted to.
So you think your life sucks? Well, I've got a few mates who are a lot worse off than you.
What, is that supposed to make you feel better?
You think you're so special? You're the only one that gets the bad break. You're the only one that after.
Shut up! I've had it from you. It was you. You're the one who started it. You're the one who got me into this mess.
Ed.
Sorry, just say that again.
What's the truth? Oh, come on, let's do a car for a laugh, then. Come on, let's do a few more. No one's going to catch you. No one's going to get hurt. And when it all blows up, oh, that's tough, then. Now shove off and stop moaning.
Ed, stop it. You're making it worse.
Well, I'm just telling you the way it is. I mean, you might not like it. You care about me. All you care about is yourself.
Okay, well, listen up. We might not be heroes, but we're all you've got left. Think about it.
Ed, listen.
We're wasting our time here, Fallon. Let's go.
Brian's been dishing out more presents.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nice, Mum.
Don't you think it's gorgeous?
Yeah, it's lovely.
So pretty.
Mm, well done, Daddy. Well chosen.
Yes, he hasn't lost his touch. He still knows how to make a girl feel special on her birthday.
Too right. Still life in the old dog yet, eh?
Yes.
Well, it rather puts my book token in the shade, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm very pleased to have that too, darling. I know how busy you've been.
Ah, where's my birthday girl?
Hello.
So, didn't he do well?
What?
The jewellery.
Oh, what did you think of it?
Yeah, four marks. That's a few bonus points, I'd say.
Well, it's just a little trinket.
Oh, I'm too old to be fobbed off with trinkets. 50, whatever it is
you
now.
You keep us guessing, darling. That box of tail rings for you, Debbie.
Oh, thanks.
I'll leave it here.
So where did you find it? Not Borchester.
Oxford, actually, when I was at the conference.
Well, that was clever.
You found time for shopping too.
I only had a few minutes. You asked David. He was there when I bought it.
Well, that's even cleverer.
How are you doing in here? Seems to quieten down a bit.
Yeah, thank goodness. Only a couple this morning. One stillborn out of triplets.
That's a shame.
Have you got someone to stand in for this evening?
Mum.
Neil's coming up, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's good. You can't miss my birthday supper.
Oh, yeah, Mum. I'm afraid Simon hasn't been able to get out of this departmental do of his.
Oh.
So he sends his apologies.
Well, that's a shame. Now Alice will be disappointed too.
He sends a birthday kiss.
Oh, that's kind. Still, we'll have Mum and Jack.
I'll definitely be there. I can make it through to the pudding.
Well, Mum won't want to stay late either. Anyway, better let you get on.
Oh, darling, I almost forgot. I've got another little present for you here.
Another?
Yes, it was a bit of an afterthought. That's why it's late coming.
Oh.
I hope you like it anyway.
Ooh, envelope.
Not another book token.
No. Well, go on, open it.
Oh, all right. Can't imagine what...
Tell us, Mum.
Oh, it's a booking confirmation for a health farm.
What? Can I see?
There. Look.
They faxed it through this morning.
Oh, hey, isn't that the place Auntie Lily...
Yes, yes, she's been there and she was telling me all about it.
Raving about it. She says it's fantastic.
Yes, Lillian put me onto it.
Oh, it's such a surprise.
Yeah, it's just what you need, Mum. Come back a new woman.
And it's for next week, too. Oh, darling.
Well, I thought you'd earned yourself a break after working so hard over Christmas.
Oh, Brian.
Mm.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Edward!
Wood!
Hey, what?
It's okay. Don't want to hold you up. Did you have any dinner?
No, not yet.
You can't work on an empty stomach.
I don't have to. I'm almost done here.
I'll have to clear all these branches up. That one's blocking the drive.
Yeah, it's only going to take a minute or two.
And don't Tony want them logs split behind the barn?
Well, he said get the tree cleared. He didn't say nothing about logs.
Oh, all right. What are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing?
I thought you was going to ask Mr. Sterling.
Well, I told you, Oliver's got nothing for me.
You could ask him again.
Oh, there's no point, Mum.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, hello. Morning, Cathy. Hey, I like the scarf, Clary. Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Rosie gave it me. It's nice, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Ed nearly finished? Yeah, I think so. You wanted to get out, Cathy?
Well, as soon as he's cleared the drive.
I'll make you late back for work.
I'll be all right.
You've been here long. I didn't see you.
Just a flying visit. Finalising the plans for our night out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Pat out for a little pre-birthday celebration.
So she'll be telling me.
We're going to see a play, have a meal, a few drinks.
That's nice. Certainly is. Oh, Edward's got that branch out the way now if you want to be getting going.
He's been working hard, hasn't he?
Yeah. Well, Eddie's passed on a few jobs. Keep him busy, you know.
He's a dab hand with a chainsaw.
Oh, yeah, he's a very good worker when he puts his mind to it. And he's got him helping with the compost, too.
Well, I don't know what his plans are for the rest of the week, but Tom might need help with the farm while we're away.
I think so.
Well, he's going to have his hands full. I'll ask him if you like.
Would you, Pat? I don't want him hanging about with time on his hands. The more work he's got, the better.
OK, then.
I'll be getting back to the dairy, then.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Right, yo.
So Tom's in charge while you're away in Venice?
Hmm. He'll run the farm side of things, do the milking, and Helen's going to split her time between the shop and the dairy.
And you think they'll manage?
Don't see why not. Hey, come on, you'd better be going.
Yeah. Well, I'll call for you about 6.
OK, fine.
Ed? So, new brake pads, is it? What, your dad trying to save on his garage bills? Hope he's paying you for it. Ed, come on, I've walked all this way to see you.
Well, nobody asked you to. No, I'm busy under here.
No, no, come, you might at least talk to me.
What's it to say?
OK, well, first, if your life's such a mess, it's no good blaming Jazzer. It's only yourself who's responsible.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. But he didn't make you take Will's car. He didn't make the deer run out in front of you.
Yeah, yeah, it's all my fault. I was lucky to get off. I should have been sent down.
Look, it happened, OK? That's all history now. Stop acting like the poor, misunderstood victim. It's just so pathetic. Look, it's time you took charge of your life. It's time you moved on.
Amen. Have you ever thought of being a vicar?
See, that is what I mean. So pathetic. Get a grip, can't you? You know where you're going. You want to end up a real case, tossing on the streets, going through the pins for a living? Because right now, that's where you're heading fast.
Oh, shut up, Fallon. Just get off my back.
I don't want to see you end up like that. We're trying to help you here, Ed. Me and Jazz are your mates. You may be stupid, but we care.
So who says I need...
Ed, nobody's dumped you from the band, OK? You can come back any time you want. Ed?
Look, I can't see here. You're standing in my light.
All right. Look, if you're interested, I recorded a couple of our new numbers made a CD at college. You want to listen to it? OK. It's here in the bonnet. I'll leave it for you.
Poor Nigel. He's been all over the park with his binoculars, peering up into the trees.
Yeah, he was very fed up when he called on us.
He's convinced himself he'll never see it again.
Oh, what a shame.
But he can't stop looking.
Perhaps it'll get hungry and come back home.
Anyway, I mustn't bore you with work. It's your birthday.
Not quite yet. I'm still 49, okay? Just for a few more days.
Tony taking you to Venice. Oh, sorry, I still can't get over it.
He took me to Paris.
No, I mean, there's no reason why I shouldn't, of course.
Now I'm over the shock, I'm really looking forward to it.
I bet you are. All those canals and palaces, gondolas, the Rialto Bridge, all those gorgeous Italian men.
Oh.
Oh, it's so romantic. So I'm told, anyway.
Well, it can be pretty cold in January, apparently.
You'll have to, need to keep you warm.
Oh, yeah.
And there won't be all the crowds. And it'll still be beautiful, I'm sure.
I'll let you know when I'm back.
Mm. Perhaps someone will take me one day. Oh, well, still time for another drink.
No, no, it's my turn.
Oh, hey, look, he's back.
What?
There, at the bar. Don't you think he looks just like Clint Eastwood?
Well...
Oh, I just love the way he moves.
And he's on his own, too. You think so?
Well, I haven't seen... Oh!
Looks like he's got company after all.
Yes. Do you think it's
as his sister?
I don't think so.
Oh, look at her. She must be half his age. She can't be a day over 25.
I never went for older men myself.
Oh, all over him. I know what it is. She's after his money. Pat, I'm sorry. You must stop me. This is your night out, and just look at me.
Don't worry about it. If I knew any nice single men, I'd have asked them along too.
No, I'm not that desperate, honestly. Though sometimes...
I know. Life can be a bit flat.
Yep, it's my New Year's resolution. It's no good sitting at home feeling sorry for myself. I must get out more, socialise, meet people.
Oh, not so easy with Jamie.
Not so easy, full stop. Not even sure where to start. But I'm going to try anyway.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's getting way past my bedtime.
Would you want some more coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I can feel the caravan beckoning.
Well, I'm going to have some more of this excellent brandy.
Mum, not still seeing off Jack and Gran?
No, the phone was for her. It's Adam.
It's time of night.
I'm not sure what time it is in Kenya. But at least he's remembered her birthday.
Yeah, Mum will be pleased.
So you were telling me about David and the relaunch of the Hazard Hills brand.
Yeah, he's full of enthusiasm. Really wants to get things moving again.
You'll soon have the new season's lamb to shift.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, and listen to this. You know when we had the launch in the summer, you know, how keen Caroline was and Jean-Paul prancing about with all his exotic recipes?
I do indeed.
Well, now it turns out Grey Gables aren't using our lamb at all. Can you believe it?
Well, from what I know of Caroline...
So you're not surprised?
She's a pretty hard-headed businesswoman, underneath that elegant exterior.
Yeah, but I do think it's a bit hypocritical of her. You know, all that stuff she said about using quality produce and supporting local suppliers.
Well, why don't you ask her about it?
No, David's already been on to her. She says Jean-Paul chooses their restaurant suppliers.
Good alibi.
Anyway, we're going to meet up there tomorrow lunchtime, so...
Oh, hello. Any of that coffee left?
Yes, plenty. Why don't you have a brandy?
Oh, it's a bit nice.
So, how was Adam?
Oh, fine. Oh, so sweet of him to ring me.
Any news?
No, not really. Not since New Year. We didn't speak for very long.
He didn't want to say hello to his sister?
I did ask, but...
I'd have spoken to him.
Yes, me too.
It's late out there, I think. He didn't seem quite himself somehow.
Probably hungover.
Yes. I think that's all it was. I might try and ring him back sometime.
Well, cheers, darling.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
Cheers again.
I hope you've enjoyed your birthday.
Oh, it's been lovely. Everyone's so nice to me. All my super presents.
Well, you'd better let us finish off those chocs Gran gave you.
No.
If you're going to spend next week at the spa.
Hey, that's not fair.
Don't you listen to her. If you chocs either way, aren't going to make much difference.
Oh, Brian.
I like you the way you are.
Anyway, that's not the point. I'm not going to be on some fanatical fitness regime. I'm going to let myself be thoroughly pampered. Lots of massage and saunas and, well, some gentle exercise in between.
Yeah, you spoil yourself, Mum.
That's what I'm planning to do. Though, you know, I'm still not quite sure how you'll manage here without me.
Oh, Mum.
Darling, of course we'll manage.
Well, it's not just the meals and the washing and the tidying. There's Alice's school run and making sure she gets her homework done.
I'll see to that.
But supposing...
And you heard what Peggy said. If there's a problem, she'll be only too pleased to help.
Well... So long as you promise.
You go away and enjoy yourself, darling. Don't you worry about us.
There's gossip about the mysterious vandal.
Though, breaking Christmas lights.
Yes.
I mean, what makes them do a thing like that? Do they really get such a kick out of it?
No one's any idea who it was.
Oh, nothing positive. The usual suspects.
Kids, probably.
Don't know if they were local.
Oh, any of your free-range eggs, Betty?
Oh, no, sorry, they're all gone. Oh. There should be some ordinary eggs if those would do.
Oh, we've been spoiled. That's the trouble. Your eggs are so much better.
Well, everyone's been after them this morning. I sold the last box to Mrs. Harvey.
Will you be getting any more today?
Doubt it. And Neil's taking a delivery into Helen.
Oh, well.
They're not laying quite so well at the moment. Just about enough to do our regular orders.
Oh, I'll leave it for now, then. I'll just have this lot.
You could come up to the farm later if you're desperate.
Could I?
I'll be finishing early today to do the hens, about 3:30. I could look you out half a dozen.
OK, I might take you up on that. Oh, George wanted some of his mints.
Morning.
Morning, Mr. Woolley.
Hello.
Oh, not so bad this morning, is it?
A bit on the chilly side.
I took the footpath round through the park. Nice to see the frost on the hedgerows.
I doubt if this sun will last, though.
The river's still very high. I could see when I came across the breeze.
Yes, I know.
£6.80, please, Christine.
Oh.
All it needs is a few more downpours and we'll be in trouble.
That's what George keeps saying.
That's all we need.
Oh, can you change your 20?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, good.
Actually, Christine, we need to get together before tomorrow's meeting.
Oh, yes, we do. I've been chatting to a few people around the village. Everyone seems to agree the village hall needs some kind of attention.
Good. So we should get lots of support.
You mean Linda Snell?
Oh, not just Linda.
She was going on about the loos, says they're in a dreadful state.
Oh, believe me, they are.
Well, I didn't go to the pantomime, but I've heard some pretty gruesome stories. Here's your change.
Oh, thanks. And it's not just the loos.
Oh, it's a while now since it was redecorated. It's all looking quite shabby.
Mm.
I think the whole place needs a complete refurbishment.
Well, who's going to pay for that?
Ah, well.
It's not going to be cheap.
We've been thinking about that already. We might be able to get funding from the lottery, you see, Betty.
Oh, do they give money for that kind of thing?
Well, they might do, as a jubilee project.
Mm, it's the Queen's wishes, you see.
But our loos?
Yeah.
She wants people to do practical and useful things for their communities. I think they should qualify, don't you?
Mm. New loos would certainly fit that.
We might get money for other things as well. That's why Christine and I are going to look into it.
It's on the agenda for tomorrow's meeting.
Shall I meet you up at the hall this afternoon, then?
Yes, that's fine.
Come on. Where's he got to?
He's only 10 minutes late.
Yeah, I can't sit here all afternoon. Maybe we should have gone down to the kitchens.
No. No, no. If Caroline said to meet him here, then...
Knowing Jean-Paul, I suppose there are fewer sharp implements lying around.
Ouch. Still, it was nice of her to let us use her office.
I think she was keen to pass the buck, actually.
Well, you've got me here to support you.
I thought I was supporting you.
OK, whatever. May not be so bad anyway. You may be quite reasonable about it.
Oh, yeah, sure. We're about to ask him, the master chef, why he's not using our lamb in his restaurant, why he's using imported stuff instead.
Yeah, it's a perfectly legitimate question.
Well, all right, you can do the talking. I'll stand behind you.
Come on. We've got to do it. We've got to find out why, if we're going to sell our lamb to anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we do have the moral high ground here. You know, after all their talk about using a quality local product, all the hype and fuss at the launch.
I know.
Yes, I'll be back in 5 minutes. Ah, Debbie, David, I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Hi.
No, that's... It's
good
fine.
Of you to see us.
It's a very busy time for me. It's hard to get away.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
So, you want to talk about the lamb?
Yes. We,
We'd just like to ask, Jean-Paul...
I mean, basically, the problem is...
We'd be interested to know why you're not using our lamb after all. I mean...
You know, after you seemed so keen on it at the launch.
So you're telling me I'm not using good quality meat in my kitchen?
No, not at all.
You'd think I'd serve second-rate lamb to my customers?
No, absolutely not.
No, it's not just a question of quality.
It's of supreme importance to me. Everything I serve must be of the finest quality.
Of course.
But we thought... Well, I mean, we'd got the impression that you were keen on using a local product like Hassett Hills.
Yeah, and on today's menu, you've got New Zealand.
So what is the matter with that? It's excellent meat. Lean, tender.
I'm sure it's great stuff, but...
I'll bring you some to taste. I've had no complaints from my customers.
It's hardly local, is it? I mean, it's been flown halfway across the world.
Yeah, that's right. And you remember we talked about all the advantages of using a local product... Of having it there on your menu.
Mm, to show you're even more quality conscious and to emphasise your links with the community.
Yes, I remember this, of course. But you understand that sometimes... Sometimes I have to make some very difficult decisions.
Sure. Yeah. But all we'd really like to know is how you chose, you know, what was behind this decision.
Very well. I'll tell you. It's very simple. It's just a question of the price.
Right.
So, you'd like to use Hassett Hills, but it's just too expensive?
At this moment, my supplier's getting me very good quality New Zealand at a good price, so there's no reason for me to have to pay more.
I see.
I'm sorry. I know it's difficult for you, and I'd like to help you.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. Okay, so, Maybe we can still make a deal.
Perhaps, but I don't see how.
If you can tell us how much you're paying for your New Zealand.
How much?
Yeah. If you do...
If you tell us the price, then whatever it is, we'll try and beat it. Would that make you change your mind?
They seem to be working all right now.
Yes, it's as I said. The plumber managed to fix them up temporarily, but he kept saying they really ought to be replaced.
It's not very nice in here, really. It doesn't feel very hygienic.
No, the ladies isn't much better.
Oh, there's a nasty crack in this basin.
I think it's a demolition job.
You mean knock down the whole toilet block and start again?
Well, if we're going to bother. It's too small, really.
There's always a queue, isn't there? I mean, when the hall's busy.
And no facilities for the disabled, either.
Yes, I know you're worried about that. So, a whole new toilet block.
Quite a major job, I know. It'd be so wonderful if we could get the funding.
Well, let's put it down for discussion anyway. Now, what about the redecoration? That shouldn't be quite such a big undertaking.
I was talking to Janet on Sunday.
Oh, yeah? And what does she think about it?
Well, as it happens, she's been thinking about a kind of lunch club for the elderly. You know, somewhere they can meet and socialise.
Oh, I see.
I mean, the hall isn't very user-friendly at the moment, but maybe with a bit of imagination...
Well, what sort of thing are you thinking about?
I don't know. Brighten the place up a bit. I wondered about some folding screens so we could make better use of the space. Be more creative.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea.
It's all going to cost money, though.
Well, it's worth a try. If we can get this lottery funding...
Yes, I'll have to look into that.
I'm sure Her Majesty would approve. We'll make this a village hall to be proud of.
Oi, Ruth!
Oh, hi!
Ruth, what are you doing?
You know this has needed painting for years.
All right, get down that stepladder now.
Why? I'm fine,
You're
really.
Incorrigible, you are. Always talk about taking it easy, no more milking.
I'm not doing the milking.
Oh, right, so you thought you'd come out and paint the repair shed.
Okay. I'm just about finished anyway.
Any more nonsense, and I am going to go straight in and ring your mum and tell her you're misbehaving. And she'll be down here like a shot, ain't before it.
You wouldn't.
You just would.
All right. I'll go in and change.
Seriously, though, love, you oughtn't to be doing this kind of work. You can leave it to somebody else.
I was going to come in soon anyway.
Huh, a likely story.
No, really. I could do with a sit-down. My legs are aching a bit.
There. See? You're incorrigible. I'm going to take this down now so you can't get up
it
again.
It's all right. The rest of me feels fine.
Well, that's all very well, but honestly, you've got to ease up a bit, love.
I know, I am.
You're painting the shed!
It's easy. I'm not doing anything daft, I promise.
Oh. When's your next appointment with the midwife?
Thursday.
Right, well, you go in and put your feet up now. I'll clear this lot up.
Thanks. Oh, how did it go with Jean-Paul?
Oh, yeah.
It can't have been so bad. At least I've got you back in one piece.
Yeah, well, I suppose it could have been worse. It was a bit dodgy at first. Are you telling me how to run my restaurant? I am a master chef.
So what was his excuse about the lamb?
Well, it was pretty much as we thought. Basically, he's onto a supply of good quality New Zealand at a reasonable price.
New Zealand?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not very local, but it is a way better deal than we were offering.
So it's all down to the nitty-gritty. Who's giving the cheapest deal?
Well, it's not quite as bleak as that. He'd like to use our stuff, no doubt about it. He can see the advantages of having local meat on his menu.
But he's not willing to pay for it.
Well, we're not giving up yet. He's told us how much he's paying now, and we'll just have to see if we can better it.
Oh, that's a pretty tall order.
Well, we can, but only if we slash our margins down to the limit.
Yeah, well, some of our partners mightn't be too happy about that.
Yeah, I know. But I think we'll have to try and persuade them.
Well, if you hold on, I'll pick out half a dozen nice ones.
Oh, it's so kind of you, Betty.
Oh, sorry we ran out in the shop.
Have you just collected these?
Yeah, Neil's had to go to Felpersham, so I... What's going on?
For the birds, you mean?
Well, yes, in the hedge. There's a lot of activity.
Yes, but I can't see why.
No, nor can I.
Could be a fox sneaking around.
Oh, I do hope not. It'll be dark soon. I think Ginger's still out somewhere.
Oh, your pet.
Don't you say that in front of Mike. She was sitting in his chair the other day.
Oh, cheeky hen.
There you are, then. Will that do you?
Oh, lovely, yes. Now, It's my purse.
Oh, I haven't got any change.
Oh, no, it's all right. I've got it. Ah, there you are.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. They're obviously in great demand.
Well, they're still selling and all right, yeah. But it's a harder job in the winter, I can tell you.
I suppose all their water must freeze.
Well, it's the grass that's the main problem. As soon as we move them to a fresh patch, it starts to get mucky again.
Yes.
Neil got one of the houses stuck the other day. It took us ages to get it loose.
Oh, hello. What the...
Look, there's a bird. Look.
What is it? It's huge.
Oh, look, see that? It's got one of my hens.
Not a buzzard.
Oi, oi. Oh, it's taking it. Ginger. Oh, it's got ginger.
Emma's got a surprise for Kathy.
Paper napkins.
She's taking the stores, I think.
Oh, yes.
Oh, OK. Ta-ra!
Oh, hey, Emma! What's this? No crutches.
Surprise, eh?
Oh, that's great. Well done. When did you get rid
Yesterday.
Of them?
Gave them back to outpatients.
Marvellous, isn't it? She just walks into the office.
Oh, I am pleased. Must be such a relief.
Oh, it's great. Still feels a bit strange, though. Got to use the stick for a couple more weeks.
So no nonsense or she'll clip you around the ankles.
That's a mean-looking stick.
Yeah, Mum says my great-gran had one just like it.
So did my grandmother. I remember she used to prod my grandfather with it when she got annoyed.
So how did you get over here?
Dad brought me. I was coming over anyway, so...
Oh, it's nearly time for my break. Can you stay and have a chat?
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons I came over.
Oh, good. Found the spare napkins, anyway.
This NVQ course, the one at Borchester College.
Oh, yeah, I've been looking into it. Mm. I've got some more stuff to show you.
Oh, great.
So you're thinking of going to college?
That's right. I want to do a catering management course.
We've talked a bit about it already.
Catering management? I should watch out, Cathy. She'll be after your job.
Oh, I'm sure she could do it when she's qualified.
Well, Dad's gone into Borchester. He's picking me up on his way back.
So there's no hurry, then?
Well, he's going to be about an hour at least.
OK. Well, look, if you just let me finish this. Mm-hmm.
And I think I'd better disappear before Neil gets back.
You're not scared of him, are you?
Well, I can't see why he's so cross with me.
Oh, you don't want to worry about that.
Why? What have you done to upset Neil?
Not me personally. It was Eleanor.
Oh, the runaway hawk.
Yes, there's been a rather tragic incident.
Oh, she's not...
No, she's fine. It's,
You won't believe this, Cathy.
You tell her, Emma.
You know that hen of Betty Tucker's? The one that's always in the kitchen?
Ginger?
That's her. Well, Betty was out with the hens last night and she saw this huge bird flying off.
Emma, you're not telling me that...
Yeah, it was a hawk.
It was Eleanor. Apparently she took Ginger.
Oh, no!
Tragic, what?
Oh, poor Betty. She loved that hen.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that funny, really.
So you mean Eleanor took it off and...
Ate it, I imagine.
Oh.
She must be getting very hungry.
And you're sure it was Eleanor?
Well, it must have been. Betty saw her Jessie still trailing as she flew off. And Jessica says she could take a hen quite easily.
Well, I can see why you're not in Neil's good books.
It's all very embarrassing. I've offered to pay Betty compensation, of course.
Won't make up for losing Ginger. That hen was like one of the family.
Don't, please. I feel bad enough already.
Well, it's not your fault, really.
I do feel responsible, though at least it means that Eleanor hasn't gone very far. So there's still a chance I might find her.
There's one here. She's been scouring a bit. You ought to keep an eye on her.
OK.
Oh, and mind this pen door. You see? If you're not careful, it comes off its hinges.
Yeah, all right.
And don't forget to feed them, will you?
Dad?
Yeah, all right. But it can happen if it's not part of your routine.
Trust me, I won't forget.
Right, OK. Straw them down again tomorrow. And any spare time you get, fetch in as much veg as you can. Helen will tell you what they need most.
Yeah, you can count on Helen.
Yeah, well, hold on. I'm not finished yet.
Dad, I've got things to do. I haven't started on the pigs
yet. Well, they can wait. 5 minutes, then I'll have
Tony,
to go.
Tony, how are you getting on?
Oh, I'm nearly done.
Well, look, time's getting on. We should be off in an hour.
Yes, I know. Sorting out a few last things with Tom.
You're quite happy then, Tom?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who needs sleep after all?
Come on. It's only what I do almost every day.
Did you talk to Ed Grundy about pigs?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of what?
Well, I said there's a few hours' work if he wanted.
Yeah? What do you say to that?
Maybe.
Oh, well, that's really committing himself.
No, I think he'll do it. He needs the cash.
Oh, well, there you are. That'll be some help.
Mum, I thought you'd already got into change.
Yes, I'm on my way.
That's only 4 days. It's not going to kill you.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, Dad, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, Tom and I'll be fine, won't we, Tom?
Yeah, of course.
Good. So, you and Dad can go away and not worry about a thing, right?
Right.
Oh, Helen, there was a call for you.
For me?
When?
Who was it?
When you were in the dairy.
Who was it?
Tom, one more thing.
Oh.
Well, this will be the last, I promise.
Tom?
If Eddie comes with his hedge trimmer, see if he can do the paddock as well.
Yeah, you told me that already.
Huh? No, I didn't.
Tom?
Yeah, you did last night when you gave me the list.
Okay, well, as long as you ask him, that's all that matters.
Right, shall we leave him
to it? Tom, who was on the phone for me?
Oh, yeah, a bloke.
Bloke?
From the salad farm place. I said you'd ring him back. Gordon, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
Why, are we expecting someone else?
No, should I be?
No, you just sounded a bit...
Okay, Tony, we really ought to get moving.
Yes, I'm ready.
Right, I'm ringing back now.
Oh, Tom, that wasn't very sensitive.
What? Oh, yeah.
You know she's been waiting to hear from Greg.
Yeah, right, sorry. Okay, I'm going out to the pigs.
So, she's not heard from him at all?
Not as far as I know.
Well, must be difficult for him. I mean, if he's not seen his kids for all those years...
It's difficult for Helen, too. You can see she's been worrying about it.
Yeah.
Tom seems quite oblivious.
Just for a change.
Hope those two aren't at each other's throats all the time.
No, they'll be fine. Now, come on, love. We've got a plane to catch.
Right. Food and drink service. Level 2. Three compulsory modules plus 2 of those options.
Oh, I see.
And so on. Hmm. It's all very flexible. You have to submit a portfolio at the end of each course.
Well, I really want to get up to NVQ5. And then that'll give me more options.
Oh, that's right. You'll be able to manage somewhere like this. Or set up your own catering company.
My own company?
Or go into partnership. I mean, just supposing... Well, if Elizabeth decided to do their own in-house catering...
You think she might?
Well, nothing's actually been said, but it's possible. Mm. And she might be looking for someone to run the cafe and the catering together.
Wow.
It's just an example, but it shows you the kind of thing you'd be qualified to do.
Well, I haven't really thought so far ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going way too fast. Mm. But I do think you should go for a level 5... You could even go on to uni if you want to.
Oh, I don't know yet. Mum and Dad would love it, but...
Well, you can decide when the time comes. But at least you'd have the option.
Hello, anyone seen Lizzie?
Oh! Look at this, the great white hunter.
What?
With your hat and your binoculars and your huntsman's bag.
Oh, yes. Well, I've got a couple of lures. I'm going to have another look for Eleanor.
I think Elizabeth nipped out to the park with Lily and Freddie.
OK, thanks. I'll see you later.
Good luck.
I think he's going to need it. That bird could be anywhere by now.
Yes. Oh, dear. Anyway.
You said you knew one of the tutors at Borchester College.
Oh, yeah, Mrs. Pearson. Mm. Susie. I've had a word with her. She's expecting you to call.
Oh, that's really kind of you, Cathy.
It's no problem.
What's she like?
Oh, she's lovely. Very approachable. She'll be helpful, I'm sure.
Mm. Great. Thanks, Cathy.
No problem. Just let me know if there's anything else I can do to help.
Well, this will be plenty to go on. I can get Dad to take me to Borchester.
Be easier to look round now you're mobile again.
Yeah, no more crutches.
Yeah, make life easier all round, I should think. Especially your social life.
Maybe. Well, I've been out a few times with William.
Have you? That's nice.
Yeah, it's great.
He's a good lad. I like him.
Well, he's been lovely with me since the accident.
Oh. At least you've got a social life.
Oh, you said you went out with Pat Archer.
Yeah, for a birthday. We had a lovely time. But I'd like to do something different, you know, stimulating. Meet new people.
Why don't you?
Well, I said that to Hayley, and guess what? She's invited me to go out for a night with her mates.
Oh, I think that'd be fantastic.
You think so? I wasn't sure at first.
Why not?
Well, I mean, Kirsty, Anya, they're all half my age.
So what? You don't want to let that put you off.
Shouldn't I?
Well, it'd be fun for you. You ought to go, Cathy. It'd be cool.
I caught a glimpse of it circling over Hayden Wood.
Oh, yeah?
Then it seemed to swoop down this way towards the farm.
And you reckon it's definitely your bird, your hawk?
I can't be sure. I was too far away to tell.
Tom, you got your mum's small bag?
Yeah, it's here. It's in the car.
Ah, good, yeah. Oh, hello, Nigel.
Morning.
Oh, hell. Is that the time already?
Oh, relax, Dad. You'll be fine.
Are you getting away?
Yes. Yep. Dad's taking Mum to Venice.
Venice? Fantastic.
If we catch the plane. You've got bags of time.
Here, I'll take that for you. Oh, thanks, love.
Yeah, we should be all right if the motorway is clear.
Nigel, hello.
Hi. It's all right. I'll get out of your way. Unless I can help with anything.
No, that's kind.
Is that the last bag?
Yes. That's all my stuff.
All right. Great.
Oh, both got your wellies.
No. Wellies? What's a Venice?
Well, it can be winter floods, apparently.
Floods?
Oh, yeah. Not very deep, though, I hope.
What's the weather going to be like?
Sunny, I hope. But it can be quite cold.
Oh, we've got our coats. We'll be fine. See Venice in your coats and umbrellas. That's Dad's cut price deal for you.
Yeah, okay, Tom.
It's not cut price at all. It looks like a lovely hotel.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but...
Anyway, I don't care what the weather's like. Venice is Venice.
Mum, I was only kidding.
Now, Mum, tickets, passport, book to read in the plane.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, look, there it is. It's over the trees.
What?
Where?
The bird, can you see it? Is that Eleanor?
Hmm? No, that's a buzzard.
Are you sure? It looks like Eleanor to me.
No, really, Nigel, it was a buzzard. They nest in the plantation.
Oh. Oh, well.
Right, in the car, you two.
Yeah, hold on, then.
I'll go and have a look all the same. Well, what's the best way down?
Photos of your mum looking relaxed. Through the yard and across a big field.
What, one of the pigs in?
Can't see it.
Oh,
pigs?
Oh, great.
Oh.
What?
It had pigs in when I came up the lane, I'm sure.
Oh, hell.
Tom?
Oh, don't say those pigs have got out again. Yeah. Right. Bye, Mum. Bye, Dad.
Tom.
Have a great time, yeah. We'll see you.
Bye.
Great.
Okay, just forget it.
Look, don't worry. I'll see if he needs a hand. And have a lovely time in Venice.
Thanks.
Right, come on. Time you two were off.
I hope he gets them.
Mum, never mind Tom. I'll sort him out.
That is right. Come on, love.
Yep. Let's go.
Bye then, Helen. Thanks for holding the fort.
Bye. Bye, Mum.
Oh, bye, darling. Be good.
I will. And don't you worry about us. You have a great holiday.
Ruth, you needed some reassurance from David.
You remember I said my leg was aching?
Yeah.
Well, look at this.
Ruth?
Hold on. Just take my jeans down.
We could do this later.
It won't take a minute.
Well, it's a bit on the nippy side, isn't it?
I had a look in the bath last night. I had this horrible feeling. And then when the midwife had a look at it...
At what?
There. See? Just at the back of my knee. There, where my finger is.
Oh. Yeah, there's a sort of...
It's a varicose vein.
Oh, right.
That was what I could feel.
Well, it's not very big, is it? I mean, I'd say that was pretty tiny.
Is it?
It's minuscule. If you hadn't pointed it out, I'd never have seen it.
It feels big.
Well, don't worry about it. Though, any time you want to show me your legs...
Hi, Brian.
Hi!
Shall I go away again?
No. Ruth just trying to, distract me from my work.
It's all okay.
So this is what goes on in the privacy of your collecting yard.
No, I was just showing him.
No, I'd stop there if I were you.
I wasn't expecting visitors.
Yeah, Brian and I are going to walk his crops.
Well, it's a long time since we went round together.
Yeah. Look, can you give me a couple of minutes? Alistair's coming later to do the PDs on this lot.
Yeah, of course.
Dad's in the house, if you want to chat. He has very nobly volunteered to fix the light in the larder.
Yes? Mm. Oh, well, I'll pop in and say hello.
All right, be with you in a sec. Well, that must have brightened up his morning. A glimpse of a smooth and shapely leg.
It's not any more. I've got a varicose vein.
So minute, you almost need a magnifying glass.
Well, don't mind really, but...
I still love you, whatever.
Thanks.
Go on! Quick!
It's just, supposing it gets bigger and bigger. I mean, I might have to wear an elastic stocking.
So?
You want me to look like Nora Batty?
By no possible stretch of the imagination could you ever look like Nora Patton.
Okay, let's forget it. Worse things could happen.
So, what else did the midwife find? Everything as it should be?
Yeah, pretty much. Blood pressure's okay.
Nothing else?
Well, she did say the baby felt a bit on the small side.
Oh?
I mean, small for dates. She said it's nothing to worry about.
Okay. But how small? I mean...
Well, she wasn't sure. She's going to book me in for another scan just to check. But it's really nothing serious. She says there's naturally quite a big variation.
Oh, okay, then.
So, apart from that, and me leg...
And did you tell her that you've been up a ladder painting the shed?
Okay, and she said to take it easy, get as much rest as I can.
Right, so if you have got...
No, don't say it, please.
Well, if you don't want another one...
Another?
You'd better do as she says, hadn't you?
You wait, love. Got you some coffee. Here you are. Room service.
Oh, Tony. Oh, that's lovely.
Well, I'd ever make a call. Marvellous, isn't it? Mm.
Magic.
Happy birthday again, love. Here, budge over.
What time is it?
That's on the list of forbidden questions for today. Pretend we've thrown away our watches.
Oh, it's wonderful. We haven't got to do anything or drive anywhere or ring anyone up. Yeah. It's heaven.
Really?
That view. I just can't believe it.
Like that film we saw. Or was it a video? You know, with a girl who thought she was in love with the wrong guy.
Oh, Florence. That was Florence.
No, that wasn't her name.
Florence the city, not Venice.
Oh, OK. Well, they had a balcony too. But this is even better.
No canals in Florence.
Mm. We're not that far from the Grand Canal. Looked it up on the map.
Oh, this is perfect. Probably a lot quieter too.
Apart from the bells.
Oh, I love them. They're just so... Italian. No cars. We could always be back in the days of the Doges.
Those water taxis.
Oh, Peretti. Oh, they're boats. They don't count.
Well, I'm glad you like it, love.
Oh, and the holidays only just started. Oh, I know we had that lovely meal last night, but...
Oh, we'll have to find somewhere really special for tonight. Have a real celebration.
So, what's on the agenda for today?
Well, it's your birthday.
Well, I must do some sightseeing. Nothing too gruelling.
OK, so, how about lunch in a cafe somewhere and a stroll down to St. Mark's?
Sounds fine to me.
So, better watch out for mildew on the barley. You might need to get in there quick.
Yeah, I've got the consultant in next week.
Mm. You got time to come in for a coffee?
Thanks. I ought to get back.
Right, well...
Oh, is Debbie down with the lambs?
Doubt if she's anywhere else.
Right, well, I'll nip down and have a quick word. We need to fix up a meeting with the MLC.
It's about the Great Hassett Hills relaunch.
Yeah. Got to do some real tough rethinking.
David! Hello!
Hi, Jennifer.
Anything nasty on the oil seed rake?
A few pigeons, that's all.
OK, I'll see you then.
Oh, David. Before you go, let me show you this.
Oh,
my birthday present from Brian.
Oh, yes!
Isn't it lovely? So clever of him.
Yeah, nice one, Brian.
Oh, but you've seen it before. You were there when he bought it, weren't you?
Well, kind of.
Oh, there's Debbie now. Look, out in the paddock.
OK, bye then.
Bye.
Bye, David.
Bye.
I ought to go and have a word with them myself.
Oh, Brian, now. Brian, wait. I wanted to tell you, I managed to get through to Adam again this morning.
Oh, did you?
I know it's an expensive time, but he's never there in the evenings. Anyway, I was right. There was something he didn't tell me. He's given up his job.
Ah. Well, any particular reason?
Well, he said he'd been doing it for long enough and he wanted a change.
And did he say what he plans to do?
Well, he wants to spend a while travelling while he decides. I knew there was something wrong when he called.
Well, he's sensible enough, isn't he? I mean, he doesn't take rash decisions.
That's why it's such a surprise.
And everyone seems to change jobs these days.
But he loved that job, that project, working with the Gates, and the whole idea of helping farmers in the developing world.
I know, but look, I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of opportunities for someone with his skills.
You think so?
I shouldn't worry about it too much, darling. He's old and wise enough to make his own decisions.
Well, he did promise he'll keep in touch and let us know what's happening.
Good. Anyway, I'd better see how Debbie's getting on.
When are you coming in for lunch?
Well, it's the NFU lunch today, remember?
Oh, of course, it's Thursday. Is David going?
No, not this year.
So when will I see you?
Well, you know what these dudes are like. We'll probably get stuck in for a few hours.
All right then, darling. See you later.
Basilica di San Marco.
built to house the saints' bones after they were kidnapped from Alexandria in the 9th century.
Or we could go up to the top of the Campanile. It's the best view in Venice.
Well...
You don't have to walk. There's an escalator.
What? In there?
That's what it says.
Watch your feet.
Silly me.
We should have brought wellies.
No, they remind me far too much of home.
So do floods.
This is different. St. Mark's Square, not our bottom field. I like the walkways.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to put people off, though, does it? Imagine what it must be like in August.
Yeah, probably stinking hot, too.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind if it was a little bit warmer.
You're not kidding.
Oh, it's all just so beautiful. Just as I always imagined, only better.
Oh, good. Bit of a shame if we'd come all this way and it was a disaster.
Oh, Tony.
Well, you never know till you get there.
I never imagined being 50 would be so painless.
Well, after all the trouble you went to for my 50th.
Oh, I do in the village hall.
Well, and my book of memories. I was looking through it the other day.
I remember you said how much we had to be grateful for.
Still true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. The Basilica and the Campanile.
Then we could always get a Vaporetti back to the hotel.
I've got a much better idea.
Brian.
Sorry to wake you, my love. It was time I was going.
Oh.
I can't be too late back.
Oh, I was dreaming.
Sweet one, I hope.
Do you really have to?
Even the NFU lunch wouldn't have lasted this long. And if you want to get home before Tim...
Oh, afternoon surgery.
God, I'd stay longer if I could. I'm struggling with the temptation to get back in there with you.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you temptress, you. It's lucky I've got such strength of will.
Oh?
Stop it. Look, I'll save it for next time. It's always next week, remember?
Ah, yes, next week.
I said I'd be free. I've pet Jenny off to a health fund.
Yes. Listen, I was going to tell you...
You're not
going to
be busy, are you?
That client I told you about, the firm that's offered me the job as an interpreter? Well, they want me to go to a product launch in Hanover.
Oh, no. No, not next week.
Monday to Wednesday. Oh, it's a great chance. It's just what I've been wanting.
But after all my efforts to get Jenny out of the way...
I know, I'm sorry. I can't help it. And I can't turn it down.
No?
Brian, it's too good a chance. It's the break I've been waiting for.
Okay. I'm well done, eh?
Thanks. I was really quite excited about it.
Yes. It's pretty bad timing, though. If you knew how much I'd spent on that health farm...
Oh, so? It's the money that's bothering you.
Oh, you know better than that.
So, when's she... How long's she away?
Till Friday.
Well, I'm back Wednesday night, so...
Monday.
Never mind. I'll make it up to you then.
OK, nice big smile.
Don't fall in, please.
There we go. Oops, one for the album.
Yeah, me hauling you out of the Grand Canal.
No chance. I see. Quite safe again.
Carlo's giving us a nice big smile anyway.
This is all right, isn't it? Only way to travel.
I mean, I know it's such a terrible cliche.
Sure, I don't know. You and your cliches.
But for once, it's true. Here we are in a gondola with a gorgeous Italian. It is just so romantic.
Yeah. I suppose I should be serenading you. Don't think we'll get much out of Carlo.
No, he's not meant to, Tony. You've got to pay extra for that.
Right. OK, then.
Yes, it's beautiful, Tony, but beautiful.
I can do a bit more if you want.
No, thank you, that's enough.
You sure?
It's blissful. And we've still got two more whole days.
Tom and Helena are home alone at Bridge Farm.
OK, then, Ed. Ed?
Yeah?
You take one end of this.
Oh, I thought we'd finished.
Yeah, I just want to fetch this arc back down.
Oh, back in there?
Put a new roof on, see? What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's all right.
Genuine craftsmanship, that. Oh, I'm wasting my life. Could have been a professional pig art maker.
Yeah, I've already got muck all over me.
Well, a bit more won't hurt then, will it?
I'm half frozen. I can't even feel my fingers.
OK, get this done and we'll have some tea.
Hello, how are you getting on?
Yeah, fine. Ed's been a big help.
Oh, God, it's a mucky job, I know.
Look at the state of me, I'm plastered.
Oh, come on, a bit muck won't hurt. What's the matter with you?
OK, Ed, we'll have a tea now if you like. Do this later.
Mm. Lucky old you, I ain't had a cup of tea all morning. Was that busy in the dairy?
Hannah locked you all in there, has she?
Well, there's just so much to do. Getting the shop order ready for tomorrow.
I'll make you some tea as well then now.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I'll take that fence is still working as well.
It's raw out here, isn't it?
Think of Mum and Dad. Well, they'll be sat in some classy cafe knocking about the local vino.
Yeah, with all them beautiful old canals and palaces.
Yeah, all right for some, eh?
Oh, I'd so love to go and see it all. Don't suppose I ever will, though. Can't see my Eddie taking me for my 50.
Never know your luck.
Oh, yes, I do. I wonder what they did for a birthday. I expect Tony took her to a nice restaurant somewhere.
Yeah, must be some great pizza joints.
Oh, I hope they did better than pizza.
Sorry. Oh, there you are.
Yeah,
oh.
They'll be eating all the time if I know them.
I'm ready for the ice cream now.
Yeah, sorry, yes.
Well, I was going to make some
And Tom, Kirsty's been on the phone again. She's still waiting for those sweets and cabbages.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to do the calves and then...
She doesn't want them in an hour's time. She wants them now.
OK, I'll give her a call. And...
Now, Tom.
Look, it's all right. I've sorted it with Kirsty. She knows I'm going to be late.
And are you the shop manager?
Helen?
And I thought Ed was going to do the calves.
You are?
Well, that's what you said, isn't it? You told me you'd sort it, so you'd have more time.
Well, no one said nothing to me.
Yeah, Ed, I don't suppose you could stay on a bit and...
No, sorry.
Why can't you?
Well, I said the pigs, that was all.
I mean, it'd make it worth your while.
I'm sorry, I've got things to do.
What things?
I've made other plans, I can't go change them now.
Edward!
Okay, so...
The shop delivery?
Well, I said make Clary some tea. So...
Oh, no, don't mind me now. I'll get back to the dairy.
Tom, before you say anything...
Say what?
All I'm asking is that when you make arrangements with me or anyone else, then you stick to them. It's not such a huge mountain to climb, is it?
OK.
So why don't you take that stuff to the shop now? We'll do the calves later.
OK, guys. OK. Fallon thinks we've still got one or two wee problems
here. It's just not working, is it?
So you go and pandy yourselves while we go off in the corner and be creative.
Oh. I know what it is. It's why we change key in the middle.
It's still working for me.
It's a bit naff, though, isn't it? It's a bit eggy. Oh,
it'd be my fault. Oh, no. Wasn't it you that suggested it?
Okay, but no, I want to do this one for my mum.
Show me how, then.
But look, I'll tell you where it goes wrong for me.
Wait. Wait. Maybe we should... ask the audience.
What? Oh.
Can you feel a draft? Did somebody leave the door open?
Shut up, Jazz. Don't say a word. Hi, Ed. Spare can here if you want.
Oh, no, thanks. Hey, you don't mind if I listen in, do you?
We may have to make a small charge.
If you like. Maybe you can help us. We're trying to get this song right. My mum's given us an audition for the Bull upstairs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I think we're in with a real chance this time, as long as we don't mess up. We could get a regular spot.
So,
well, okay, so why don't we forget the key change, up the tempo and go straight
on
through?
No, you're wrong. Did somebody speak?
No, the key change was all right, and it was good. I heard it from outside.
You think so?
Yeah, only you got to stick with it for longer.
Yeah,
not go back down.
So then carry straight on through like before?
No, you got to do it faster as well.
That's what I thought.
Okay, then. Come over here and show us.
100, 10, 20, 30. Oh, dear. Clary, how many vanilla are there?
Make it 20 short. I ain't put them all out yet.
Oh, none of them are date stamped.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I started and then Colin said to go and fetch this.
Okay, well, let's do them now, shall we?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, has Colin left yet?
He said he was taking the ice cream to Underwood's.
Good. Well, let's get these sorted.
What about this milk?
I'll take that. Right, if we're going to get the new batch through tonight, we'll have to get our skates on.
Tonight?
Yeah, should be okay if we keep at it.
What time do you think we'll finish then?
Oh, I don't know. 6:30, 7:00.
Ah.
No problem, is there?
No, I've got nothing else urgent. Eddie will have to wait for his tea.
Well, if you can't, you better say now.
No, we'll manage it.
I mean, it'll be overtime for you, of course.
Friday's ain't my best night, but I know how pushed you are.
Yeah, and I shan't be in here tomorrow morning.
Oh, well, neither will I.
What do you mean?
Saturday. I don't work Saturday.
Clary, I asked you if you'd be free.
No, you didn't. At least I don't remember.
Oh, Well, I hope you'll be all right. We're way behind.
I suppose so. How long would you want me for?
Well, just the morning should be fine. I'll have to go into the shop, though. Kirsty's got the morning off. All right. And I've asked Colin to come in, too. That way we'll get the order through in time. And don't expect any help from Tom.
Well, Tom's got enough to do with the milking and the pigs.
Oh, no more than he can handle. Dad does the same always every day of the year.
Yeah, I suppose.
If Tom's under pressure, then frankly it's his own fault. He ought to be more organised.
Well, he couldn't help the pigs getting out last night.
Yeah, well, he probably left the fencer off.
No. He said a branch had come down and shorted the circuit.
Yeah, maybe. Sometimes it's just so casual. I mean, like this so-called arrangement with Ed to do the calves.
Oh, well, actually, that could have been our Edward's fault. He ain't the most organised person, neither. Especially not at the moment.
Yeah, well, whatever. Tom's on his own now. I can't look after him as well as everything else around here.
No.
OK, right, the date stamper. I'll do these for you.
All right, there you go.
Ta.
Oh, William seems to be coping all right on his own anyway.
Good.
I think he's enjoying the responsibility. Though I'm sure he'd be glad to see Craig back again. I expect you both will.
Yeah, if it's worked out all right for him. He was quite worried.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out on Sunday. Though I haven't really had much time to think about it.
No. Oh, have you heard the news about the village hall? They're going to build a new toilet block.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to refurbish the old place. Parish Council's going to try and get lottery money for it.
Oh, not before time.
That's right. Hey, I saw Betty last night. You'll never guess what. They lost another hen.
Oh?
Yeah. All they found was the feathers. And it were inside the netting, so it weren't a fox. Must have been that bird of Nigel's. He still can't find it. Oh!
Oh, that's OK. I'll get it. Hello, Bushman Dairy. Oh, hi, Brad. Yeah, everything fine. No problems.
Oh, dear.
That's better.
Oh, lucky you turned up, Ed.
Yeah, I know. I'm so modest, too.
All right, OK, thanks, everyone. Look, next stop, the bull upstairs.
Next stop, ready.
But look, back here tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Don't forget.
Yeah, not at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's OK with you, Ed.
Yeah, I'll make sure it is.
OK.
I thought I'd play that gig, but then I got high.
Yeah, funny. You so better turn up, Jazz.
I've got my hands on some good stuff. We're heading back to my place for a smoke. You up for it?
No, thanks. I'm going home.
Ed?
No, not this time. I'm hungry. I'm going out for tea.
OK. Maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe.
See you tomorrow, Ed.
Yeah, see ya.
Tom?
Oh, hi.
Helen said to leave this here.
Oh, you don't need more milk now.
No. She said to leave it ready for tomorrow morning. Too much clutter in the day, right?
OK. Oh, I didn't even know you were still here.
Well...
What time is it?
I'm on my way home now. Helen wanted to get a new batch started, so...
She made you stay on?
Well, no, I don't mind, really. I'm just about to have time to change and have my tea before I start at the ball.
Oh, you didn't let her push you into it.
Well, we got the batch done anyway. How are you getting on?
Only an hour or so late with the milking.
I'm sorry Edward didn't stay and help you earlier.
No, it's not his fault. I should have made a better arrangement.
Hope you ain't got too far behind.
It's mostly because of Helen. I'd get on a lot faster if she'd stop interfering.
Well...
She just checks up on me all the time. Drives me up the wall.
Yeah, I know.
Still, must have been hell for you, stuck in the dairy with her all afternoon.
No. Well, I mean, she's feeling a bit stressed, of course.
And she tells Mum, shop in the dairy, no problem. Not Miss Superwoman.
Well, to be fair, it ain't just the work. It's Greg away in France. You can say she's missing him, and I don't think she's heard from him at all.
Oh, come on. Can't she go for a week without him?
Look, he's seen his family for the first time in all them years. I can understand why it's hard for Helen. And this ex of his, this Michelle. I mean, I know she's being nicer to him now, but, well, she can still make trouble for him. And that'd mean trouble for both of them, wouldn't it?
I still wish he'd just...
Tom? Oh, hi, Clara. Are you still here?
Just on my way now.
OK, I've left a list of reminders in the dairy. Can you make sure Colin sees it?
Yeah, OK.
Right. Oh, and you need to order some strawberries. I'll write the number down here for you.
Yeah, right.
Right. I'm done here, so I'm going
Don't,
to...
Don't, hold on. There you are, Clary, don't forget.
No, no, I won't.
Helen, I'm starving.
Well, there's still a lot of Swedes waiting to be cleaned and packed for tomorrow.
OK, so I'll
So we'll both do them now and have our tea later. See you in the shed.
Helen?
Right, then, well, I'll...
Roll on Sunday. I'm glad Mum's only 50 once in her life.
Well, I'm sorry. Tired as I am, I don't think you're being fair on her, Tom.
Fair? On Helen?
Yeah. Try putting yourself in her shoes for once. Try and imagine how she's feeling.
Oh, you mean about...
Yeah, well, you love Kirsty, don't you?
Well...
Simple enough. Helen thinks she's found the right man at last. And she loves him. Now she's afraid she's going to lose him.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.